never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the poet laureate of Maryland, Grace Cavalieri. She's an award-winning poet, a playwright, and the host of The Poet and the Poem, a nationally distributed radio show and podcast that she produces in conjunction with the Library of Congress. Her latest book is called Other Voices, Other Lives, a Grace Cavalieri collection, as well as a new chapbook called Showboat. Grace, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
So you want to recommend a couple of books. The first is by Jan Morris. It's called In My Mind's Eye, A Thought Diary.
Jan Morris is 91 years of age and going strong. And she's a well-known novelist and journalist. She lives in Wales. She wrote under a man's name until 1972. And so that just shows that she's willing to change. This is a diary, a daily diary, one page a year, with her ruminations, her observations about the 21st century, which you can imagine for a woman of 91 who has accumulated a lot of knowledge, her ruminations are worth reading.
Oh, I bet. She first wrote about the first ascent of Mount Everest back in 1953. So, Lord, the experience that she draws on is incredible.
She's funny. She's witty. She's a little raunchy.
Yeah, I love that notion, too, of a thought diary.
We can all do it.
Yeah. The other is a book of poems by a poet called Antonio Machado, The Selected Poems. Why do you like Machado's work?
Well, first of all, poetry is news that is always current, right? It's always news. So it doesn't matter how old the poems are. He died in 1939, and he was a great Spanish poet, sort of from the Romantic era, a modernist, a symbolist. But then in his later years, what I loved about him, he became more Taoist, more spiritual, more contemplative. And so his work is very beautiful. And it is coming into fashion more now for some reason. It's very interesting. Neruda got all the press. You know, he was less known than other Spanish writers. But he's very comforting, lyrical, romantic, and truly reached another level of transcendence in his writing during his lifetime.
In your role as a radio interviewer and taught poetry, you've done workshops, and of course as the poet laureate, you're going around and spreading the gospel of poetry around the state. You read a lot of poetry. When we talked about this on Midday, you said you read basically a book a day of poetry. Do you sort of start fresh every time you read a poet, a new poet, or can you help but know that you've read all this other poetry prior to that?
Never. Everyone is a surprise. Everyone is inimitable because everyone's breath is so different. Every time I open a book, unless it is poorly written or from an amateur, I can never believe my good luck. One book is better than the other. No, it's always new.
Grace Cavalieri. She is the Poet Laureate of Maryland. She was appointed to that position last November by Governor Larry Hogan. Her latest book is called Other Voices, Other Lives, a Grace Cavalieri collection. She's also got a chapbook out just recently called Showboat. And she is recommending In My Mind's Eye, A Thought Diary by Jan Morris and Selected Poems of Antonio Machado. Grace, thank you so much. Great to see you.
Thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.